Well, I'm
okay. One of the things that occurs to me is it seems to be that there, at this time, a heavy Jewish influence, if you will, in the linen and laundry business.
Yes. Well,
could you tell me a bit of your sense of the makeup of the industry?
Well, the first place, the business took very little capital. You didn't have to accumulate a lot of money, and in some cases, I don't know this. I'm projecting that some of these immigrants worked as routemen for other companies, and they not only accumulated know-how, they accumulated some inventory on the side, I suspect, and that enabled them to get started in business. It was a low capital thing, and a lot of it started with Jewish businesses. Like some of our customers, I recall later on, this is in the 40s and 50s, Wrigley Markets. I don't know if you know that name.
Sure.
Okay, the Lurie Brothers. That was one of our biggest accounts. They had a chain of supermarkets. B&C Markets, also a small chain of supermarkets. What the hell was the other...
Are these generally Jewish-owned markets?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all of these were Jewish. It was not Kroger's, it was not the A&P, okay? Where the hell was... there was one other chain. Lipson Markets. I don't know if these names ring any bells to you, but...
Wrigley's does.
Wrigley's does. Well, Wrigley's was a substantial... account. They had their headquarters on Livernois there near the railroad, and the Lurie brothers, two brothers, were partners in that business. And
was the laundry service in Detroit during this era, 30s and 40s? I know you were growing up during this era, but could you give me a sense of not only is it largely Jewish owned, but how many companies there might be, in the laundry business at this time?
Well, I don't know this exactly, and you can research it in the phone books, the old phone books, of course. It was before the computerization, but a lot of the small companies were Jewish owned. Okay. I wouldn't say all of them. There was a Greek company that owned Greek Town, and I remember when there was a Polish company that was in Hamtramck, and there was a black company for a short time that existed also. I don't remember the name of the company and the guy. They finally went out of business. One big event in our history was there was a company called Marathon Linen, a Greek ethnic origin, Mr. Genomatis, who had served Henry Ford as a waiter, I'm not sure where. And as a result of that, Ford Motor always dealt with Marathon Linen until they were sold 2 years ago to a national public company. But we had a trade war that was reminiscent of the Maccabean struggle against the Greek Empire, okay, in ancient times. And Mr. Genomatis, he was a tough old guy. I didn't know him very well, but he had two sons in the business. Later, during the strike, I became very close with Bill Genomatis, who ended up with that business, Marathon Linen. He has now moved out of town. We sponsored, we must have spent a fortune in trade wars with Marathon Linen versus General Linen. We would cut their prices and take their customers and vice versa. In fact, we had front companies, competitors with Greek ethnic partners, and we would do process their work, and their goal was to attack Marathon Linen, and they reciprocated. They attacked our business. It was a
The gas wars of the 60s.
Yeah. It was stupid. You know, it was so costly, and both these companies went bankrupt. And afterward, years later, I reminisced with Bill Genomatis, the next generation. I said, you know how much money we must have spent? I mean, for what? We're trading cow shit for bullshit, for horse shit, you know? It was one of those stupid things that happened. And Mr. Genomatis belonged to a national Greek fraternity, still exists, called OHEPA. I don't know, you guys probably never heard of this. It's a national Greek fraternity, and they have national publications. And he took ads in this paper telling the Greek clientele, don't deal with Jewish linen companies. Mm-hmm. Okay? It was a bitter, it was a bitter struggle, and it was important, I guess, at the time. Yeah. Before my time, I'm innocent of all this.
Well, let's step back a little bit. We'll talk more about the business, especially your participation in the business. But there are a couple other bits about your dad I would like you to elaborate on. One is he was involved with labor Zionist movement in this country.
Right.
I wonder if you could explain a bit about that and if this had an influence on you.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. Let's see.
When did your father join the labor movement?
Early 30s. Okay, and I have to run to the toilet. I'm an 85 year old.